Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, rebroadcast for the servicemen and women of the United Nations and featuring your chairman, Dr. Milton J. Cross, Paul LaValle and the orchestra, and any stray guests who may wander into Lower Basin Street. Maestro Paul LaValle and the orchestra open the program. Overture, Maestro.
Well, friends, once again, it's time to introduce Milton Cross. Milton's full name is Milton L. Cross, but he never uses the middle initial. You see, when he was just a kid living at home, his father told him to get the L out of there. So here he is, your chairman, Dr. Milton. I changed the L to J, Cross.
Greetings, music lovers. I feel extremely happy this evening. I just got a letter from my nephew, and he did one of the bravest things I ever heard of.
Well, what did he do that was so brave, Milton?
He took Seretan before he was 35. Well, tonight our artists come from many different parts of show business. We have Maestro LaValle from the music world. We have Johnny Johnston from the picture world. And June Havoc from the underworld. In addition to this, we will hear this evening... Come in, or do you want to lay your egg out in the hall?
Excuse me. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
As I've been trying to say, we will hear this evening...
Excuse me. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Just a second. What are you doing?
The network sent me in to test the microphone to see if we're on the air.
We've been on the air for the last 5 minutes.
We have?
Yes.
Hello, Mom.
Now for our two guitar-playing guests of the evening, Carl Kress and Tony Mottola. Carl Kress is the regular guitar player in Maestro LaValle's orchestra, and Tony Mottola doesn't make any money either. For their appearance, they have written an original work titled The Swan of Tonella Avenue. Tonella Avenue is a street in Jersey City where Mr. Mottola lives, and the swan is Mr. Kress's second wife. During the playing of the work, Mr. Kress will plink one note on his guitar, and Mr. Mottola will plink the next note on his. In other words, together they both plink. Gentlemen... Thank you. music lovers, we're to hear Johnny Johnston sing. Mr. Johnston has sung here for 4 consecutive weeks and will continue to sing here as long as he does such a good job of pressing my suits. Johnny's a college graduate. In college, he played on the varsity basketball team and once won a big game for his alma mater by sitting down on the basketball and hiding it. This was the first time that anybody ever noticed that he had a lot on the ball. So here he is, Johnny Johnston. Johnny, you look very happy tonight.
Oh, boy, I am, Dr. Cross. See, last night I went up to my girl's house. We sat on the couch, and she snuggled close to me, and I snuggled close to her, and then I turned off the lights.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you do?
I showed her how my wristwatch lights up in the dark.
You sat on a couch and showed a girl how your wristwatch lights up. Mm-hmm. Wasn't she disappointed?
Yeah, it didn't light up.
This kid is making a career out of adolescence.
You know, Dr. Cross, this girl comes from the West. She's a real cowgirl.
How do you know she's a real cowgirl?
I saw her father. He has horns. Oh, I like her, Dr. Cross. She's swell. She's such a wonderful homebody. She can cook like anything, and she makes all her own clothes, and she's a wonderful hostess.
Well, why don't you marry her, Johnny?
Well, there's only one thing to keep me from it.
Money?
No, her husband.
Kid, something tells me next week you'll be appearing on the Goodwill Hour. Now, what are you going to sing tonight?
I dream of you, Dr. Cross.
You lucky fellow. Go ahead. From Johnny Johnston, we turn to our next guest, June Havoc, or from punkritude to pulchritude. June Havoc is no stranger to theater audiences, although sometimes they wish she were. Miss Havoc is a show business baby, having been born backstage at the Palace Theater in New York City. This was very confusing to her mother, who at the time was playing in a circus in San Francisco. Miss Havoc's first major triumph occurred when she came to Broadway, where she was the star of Pal Joey. After her acting in that, it was only natural that she should go to the movies, which she did, and saw 2 swell pictures. Hollywood beckoned to her, and she appeared in such films as My Sister Eileen, Hello, Frisco, Hello, and 2 episodes of The Perils of Pauline. This season, found her back on Broadway at the Ritz Theater, where she had the hat-checking concession. One night, a famous producer saw her and offered her a job as star of a big Broadway show. It was the only way he could get his hat back. So here she is, music lovers, June Havoc. Welcome to our concert hall, Miss Havoc. You know, I saw you in Mexican Hayride.
Oh, I'm not in that anymore, Dr. Cross. You see, my leg was broken while I was dancing.
How do you like that? Somebody put my thoughts into action. Well, even if you can't dance, you still sing, don't you?
No, I only sing in the bathtub.
You mean now you only sing once every 2 weeks? But you're probably wondering why I asked you here.
Well, you're a man, aren't you?
Yes.
Then I know why you asked me.
This babe is more conceited than I am. Miss Havoc, I asked you here tonight because we'd like to bring our audience an original Spanish musical called Barcelona Clambake, and we'd like you to play the lead.
Oh, I'd love that. But, of course, I'll have to have a leading man who is dashing, handsome, and very romantic.
Should somebody call me?
Dr. Cross, what is this?
Well, this is Johnny Johnston, our boy wonder singer.
Johnny, well, hello. Whoa.
Oh, I know you, Miss Havoc. You're a woman.
This kid's got good eyesight.
See, Dr. Cross, can I be in the play?
Well, I don't know, Johnny. It's all about Spain.
Oh, I know all about Spain. I once sang there once. The papers gave me a wonderful write-up.
They did?
Yeah. Say, what's a cucaracha?
I think there's a part for Johnny in the play. You see, in it, June plays the part of a girl bullfighter.
Oh, you mean she fights girl bulls? What part do I play?
I think we'll let you play the bull.
Oh, boy, his bull. Say, I'll be the toughest bull you ever saw. Snorting, I'll paw the ground and... Gee, if I'd have known this morning, I wouldn't have cut my toenails.
Well, let's get started. Places, everybody. Music lovers, the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street now presents Barcelona Clambake. The story opens in the dressing room of that famous woman bullfighter, Carmelita Plotnik. She's talking to our manager, Pedro.
Carmelita, I've just come from the bull ring. Have you seen the bull?
No. Which bull am I fighting today?
The toughest, fiercest bull in the whole of Spain. Don Schlemiel.
Don Schlemiel? Why, last month that bull got Don Carlos on his horns and raised him to the top of the arena. Then last week he got Don Jose in his horns and he raised him to the second balcony. But mark my words, he's not going to raise havoc.
Si. That bull is one bad actor.
Si, and so are you.
Si, but I fixed it. I have dressed my friend, Honey Hornstone, up as the bull. You know, my friend is doing this because he loves you. I have promised him that you will give him a big kiss after the bull fight.
I'd rather kiss the bull.
The crowd, she's waiting for you. Go, Carmelita. Go and have good luck. Presenting the feature event of the evening, a bullfight between the present champion, Carmelita Plotnik, weighing in at 126 pounds, and the famous bull, Don Schlemiel, weighing... How much does the bull weigh?
69 pounds with my clothes on.
Start the bullfight. Release the bull. Release Carmelita Plotnik.
Hey, this bull is half wolf.
Carmelita goes to the center of the ring. She faints with a red petticoat. Then the bull faints. The bull is down. He's up. He's down. He's up. He's down. He's up. Down. Carmelita, you were magnificent, Tilio. And Mr. Hanson, he played the part of the bull very well.
Yeah, I certainly must have looked like a real bull, all right.
Por qué? Why?
Well, on the way out, three cows asked me for my phone number.
I suppose you've come to collect your salary, a kiss.
Well,
leave us alone, Pedro.
Carmelita, be careful of him. He is the most passionate lover in the whole of Spain. Adios.
Okay, beauty. You're going to get your kiss.
Well, would you... I mean, that is... Gee, I'd like it better if you'd turn off the lights.
Oh, Pedro said you were the most passionate lover in Spain. Well, I guess you know what you're doing. I'll turn off the lights. There, now we're in the dark.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're putting your arms around my waist.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you're pulling me close to you.
Mm-hmm. Turn your head this way, will you?
Okay. My head is turned. Now what?
If you squint a little bit, you can see how my wristwatch lights up in the dark.
Well, exhausted after her histrionic efforts, June Havoc now steps to the microphone to sing Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was unaware. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzard told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching. Sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Don't you blow your top. The buzzard told the monkey, "You watch your hook and me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching. Sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Down. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.